Let me tell you a little bit about Smart One. Smart One is really a technology demonstrator. Although it's going to the moon, it'll do a lot of interesting science to the moon. And the key thing here is a new form of propulsion. At the moment, we use rockets, so chemical propulsion, and we also use sort of cosmic billiards of making gravitational assist maneuvers around other celestial bodies. Sometimes you go to the moon, sometimes to Venus, sometimes to Mars, and then get the spacecraft slung to somewhere else. What we have here is solar electric propulsion, where we take in energy through the solar panels and then convert it on board to accelerate material called a plasma, ionized material, out the motor of the spacecraft. And it's a lot of fun. I show here, I hope. Yes, there is the motor being fired. We're going to launch Smart One when Europe gets its Ariane rocket ready. And I hope, in fact, it should go at the end of July this year from Kourou. Here is the motor being fired. You can see it. There's a sort of white bit. It's where the plasma is formed, where the xenon is ionized, and then it's accelerated by an electric field, this green bit down the jet there. It's a very low-thrust propulsion system, but you can just operate it continuously, and it pushes the spacecraft slowly. It allows you to get to places you could not otherwise get to, and in particular allows you to get to Mercury effectively. So we're doing this with the intention, with our eye on the fact, we've promised the Japanese and potentially the Russians we'll take them to Mercury, and so we've got to build the system that'll do it.